In an unusual turn of events, Callie and I have the heat on in the house in Atlanta, and my dad is texting pictures of him sitting in the backyard in upstate New York where it's like 76 degrees and he's drinking a beer.
Yeah, it's what, May 21st in Atlanta? So this is very odd for our Atlanta weather. Usually at this point, we're starting to get so hot, we're like, oh, it's coming.
And but the thing is, the past week has been perfect.
It's been amazing.
2 weeks, with the exception of some rain, it's been so perfect. But it's just funny because I'll spend a lot of time sending messages to my dad when I know the weather's bad there saying, hey, how's it going up there? You ready to move south yet? And today he's doing that to us.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing down there? Cold? You want to move to New York yet?
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for online banking.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for modern medicine.
We have a couple of transactions that we're waiting to go through, and I am refreshing the online bank account so much that I'm afraid that it's going to...
Like half of our life is in limbo right now. Like we're waiting on something for the business. We're waiting, like we're paying off a loan for something else. So we're like, just everything is on refresh right now. And we're like refresh, refresh, refresh. And there's some like baby stuff that we're refreshing on, which we'll tell you about in a minute. But like, seriously, our entire life is like hitting refresh right now.
And I just want to, we're paying off the loan for when we had a lake house, we had a boat. And we sold the lake house. And then I said, let's not sell the boat because we can still go up to the lake and use it.
Except we didn't.
Yeah, that was last summer. You know how many times you went up to the lake and used the boat? Zero.
And you know how many months we're paying for that boat? The whole year.
Right. We made the payment every month for a whole year. So this winter, I decided, okay, we're going to sell the boat. And like 2 weeks before all this coronavirus stuff happened, I called a marina that sells boats and asked them if I could put it at the marina and if they would, you know, wash it and show it and all that stuff. And they said yes. And then the coronavirus thing happened and I just figured it's...
We seriously thought we were not going to sell that boat for 6 to 9 months. I mean, we're like, we're going to be paying for that thing like...
For the whole next year.
Yeah.
And I was kicking myself because I could have sold it the year before, but I was like, whatever, it's whatever. You know, like there's a lot of problems in the world. This is a small one. The dude called me a couple weeks ago and he's like, hey, your boat sold. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah.
Seriously, never seen Jeff more excited. Like he may have been more excited to sell that boat than he did when he proposed to me.
The guy said, no, that is not true. It's close, but not true.
It's close because, you know, making payments on something that you're not really using is like, you know, we're all trying to cut corners a little bit.
Yes.
And that is just something that we don't, that's not an extra expense that we need to be incurring right now. So
right now, a boat would be the last thing on my list of stuff to buy. Like I'm all about like, we got to save money. Who knows what the economy is doing? Let's, you know, like, let's, how do we pare down stuff? And the dude said that the month of April was like a record-breaking boat sales month for them. They sold
for people who can buy boats.
Yeah, they sold they sold more boats this April than they sold in like the past 10 April, any of the past 10 April. So anyways,
I mean, I will take it.
It was so good to be true that I'm like, I'm not going to believe it until
Jeff is convinced that something's not going to go through. So he keeps, and I mean, this thing for 2 weeks, they've said, oh, we sold the boat. So Jeff for 2 weeks has been checking. And then yesterday he had, or 2 days ago, he had a call with the guy and the guy was like, yeah, we're just processing the final payments or whatever. So Jeff keeps going.
We're
going
to overnight it to your bank.
So to our credit union thing. And then just hits refresh, refresh. And he literally has his phone in his hand. So in case he sounds distracted during the show, you know exactly what he's doing. He wants to see that balance is zero. Because you know, if you've ever paid off a loan, that is the best feeling in the world, whether you own whatever it is or not. Seeing a zero balance.
Especially student loans. If you've ever paid your student loan down to zero, there is no feeling quite as great as mailing in that last payment.
One of my girlfriends is on a loan forgiveness thing because she works in public health and she has a ton of student debt. But if you pay like the minimum balance on it, your debt's forgiven after 10 years. And she has like two more years left on her loan. Like if you serve in public health for it, then they take away your debt. So I feel like when she finishes her 10 years and submits her stuff and that balance goes to zero, we should like go on a big vacation or something.
Throw her a party.
Yes. Because she has been staring at that balance for so long.
I feel like with all this coronavirus stuff, this is not a joke. I feel like there should be some sort of stimulus type package thing or whatever that the government should make a year's worth of loan payments for anybody who works in public health or on the front lines of this.
Student loans are so hard.
Yeah. So hard. Anyways, so I'm grateful for online banking.
So we need to.
What are you grateful for?
I already said.
What'd you say?
I'm grateful for modern medicine.
Oh, okay.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I'm grateful for modern medicine.
Did you say that, or did I?
I did say that, and then you went with the story, and then.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's okay.
Speaking of modern medicine, I want to start the show today talking about legitimate weaponized hamsters.
Now, here's the
hamsters. I put a P in there. Weaponized hamsters.
Here's the argument. Not argument. Here's the question that I face to Jeff. Well, should you want to tell the story first and then I'll say what the question that I had? Or do you want to tell the background of why weaponized hamsters are a thing?
I think we have to tell the background because it happened in episode 4 or 5, and we're now on episode 200 and something, 270. But in episode 4 or 5 of this podcast, I made the comment that hedgehogs were illegal to be owned as pets in the state of Georgia.
Which is like a super random thing, but apparently it's something with like the ecosystem here and like they hurt our ecosystem or something.
I don't know.
Mess it up. I don't know.
I don't know what the reasoning is. What I do know is that I never wanted something more than a hedgehog once I realized that hedgehogs were illegal. Like it was the elusive, now hard to get hedgehog. And I talked about it on the show mostly as a joke, but it turns out that a friend of ours had a hedgehog growing up and is not a fan and told Callie that in a text message.
And the reason that it's funny is because it's our lawyer. So, you know, you always think of lawyers as being like very buttoned up and whatever. And Ray, we had just gone through all of your contract negotiations and all of that. So our conversations were very serious. And I get this random text from her one day and she goes, tell Jeff, hedgehogs are basically weaponized hamsters. They're horrible. Don't do it, in all caps. And I was like, we said that on the show. And everyone was like, oh my God, weaponized hamster sounds like a band name. And we were like, you're so right. So then last year, I was going to say our first year of the show, but we haven't even had our show yet.
Right.
So we made weaponized hamster band shirts. And that's been like the running joke for listeners of The Upside is that
for, you know, OG listeners,
right,
from way back when, OG listeners, the weaponized hamster shirt doesn't say anything about Callie and Jeff. It doesn't say anything about the podcast.
It doesn't have a hamster on it. It has a hedgehog on it,
and it
which
says,
confuses only people, everybody, until you know what it means.
And it says weaponized hamsters world tour 2019. And we put them on sale and sold out of them like in a day. And that's why there's kind of this running thread, this running hamster thread throughout the show. Like if you have looked at our like our booster club, like our support page for our super hardcore fans, it's called the Advisory Horde. The reason it's called a horde is because a group of hamsters is called a horde. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ties to hamsters throughout our show. And in Hong Kong, they did a study on how much a mask will reduce coronavirus transmission. Mm-hmm. And they used hamsters and they infected some of the hamsters with coronavirus. And the fact that there are actual hamsters that have been infected with a virus make me realize that weaponized hamsters are a real thing.
Because what I said to Jeff, he posted that on our Facebook page earlier yesterday. And I was like, Jeff, hamsters are not weaponized hamsters. Hedgehogs are hamsters. And he goes, not when they have coronavirus.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, okay, touche.
And I felt like my worlds were colliding because I'm such an advocate for mask wearing. And I've been trying to talk people into it. And then these hamsters, these weaponized hamsters, proved that a mask, a basic cotton mask, reduces transmission significantly. If you want to be able to throw this around to non-mask wearing friends, here's the stats. They put some hamsters next to sick hamsters next to a cage of
weaponized hamsters, if you will.
Yeah, next to healthy hamsters. And they put barriers on the cages with the infected subjects, on the cages infected over the healthy subject. And then they did a set with no barriers at all. And when the mask was placed over the infected cage, the infection rate dropped to less than 17%.
I'm not going to lie to you. When you were first telling that story, I was thinking of teeny tiny little hamster masks.
So did I.
I really did.
I'm like, how did they get the hamsters to keep them on?
I mean, I really, that's what I thought. I also did see a really cute news story this week, total tangent, about this sweet girl who lost a tooth. And she was worried that the tooth fairy didn't have a mask. So she made the tooth fairy a little tiny mask.
Oh, so when the tooth fairy got to her house, she could put the mask on, come in.
Yes, because she is in the dental business.
Yeah, get the tooth.
Right.
And then head out.
Because she's got to be, you know, near people's mouths and she's going under people's beds. And what if they're contagious or whatever? So I thought that was so thoughtful of that little girl to make a little tiny mask.
We do have weaponized hamster 2020 t-shirts coming out. I have seen, Callie's been in charge of the design. I have seen them. And it's next level.
Well, here's why it's next level. Because I used to work in music and, you know, Port Merchandise, who sells our merchandise for us, they're one of my music contacts. And then I really wanted to step up the whole rock and roll thing. So I called the designer that does the rock and roll tour t-shirts for all my classic rock bands. Like when I worked in music and I was like, hey, do you want to design this? So it's a real rock and roll artist that did our tour shirts.
So the shirts look really, really good. And do we have an on sale date?
We don't, because I want everybody to kind of like vote on the colors you want and the styles you want. Because the feedback that I got last year was, are you ever going to do a shirt that's like not black or gray? Which to me, like, no. But I respect the fact that everybody else like wants some color. So I had
like Port, me.
So I had Port Merch put the design on a bunch of different colors of shirts. And I think I'm going to do like an Instagram poll or something and see like who likes what color shirt. Because we have to do black because it looks so good on black. But then you can pick another color that you want to do. And then maybe like a different style, like a baseball tee or something.
So when, what's the time frame for this happening?
Next 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect. And if you want to take a look at any of our merchandise, you can go to callieandjeff.com and then the tab just says merch. It'll take you to our page. We have coffee mugs up there right now that are selling really, really well. So
they're awesome.
Yeah, go check it out.
So I mentioned that we have been like our whole life this week has been like a giant refresh button. And right now, as we speak, we are waiting on a call from our doctor to let us know how our genetic testing, the baby's genetic testing, goes. And I didn't know this. I mean, I knew you could get a bunch of different tests, but literally when I went to my first OB appointment, they gave me like an entire list of like, you know, there's like 8 tests that you can take that involve your blood. And it's a lot of them are super impressive. Like one of them's to like test me to see if I carry anything that I didn't know I had, whatever. So I have just felt sick to my stomach all week and I probably would not have even, I don't know if I would have thought a super lot about it. But one of my girlfriends got some really horrible news about her pregnancy. She was a week ahead of me as a result of those tests. And she actually wound up losing her baby. And that scares the life out of me.
I think it was in the days leading up, like that was unfolding. And I think she found out the most awful news on the day that you were going to your appointment.
It was like 2 days before.
It was just really.
It was horrible.
Really no, awful timing.
The day of my blood test, she lost her baby. And I just have been this week so anxious, so stressed. I had like a crying fit the other night. with Jeff, because I was just like, I feel like there's so much going on. I'm just really stressed. And I want them to call and say, you have a healthy baby. Like, that's what I want them to call and say, but I don't know. And it's almost like the universe is playing a joke on us, because my doctor did call me yesterday, but she called me. I took a series of blood tests. And what she called me about was to like, tell me my blood type and like, you know, the normal stuff that they usually test for, even if I weren't pregnant. So I found out exactly nothing about myself. And then I was like, okay, well, what about the baby stuff? She's like, oh, we don't have that yet. And then I was like,
Then they called back like 10 minutes later and said, okay, we called to get an update on the genetic stuff, but they had your birth date wrong. So can you confirm your birth date? And then, all right, we'll call them back.
Yeah, we're going to have to change your birth date on some stuff. And then, so they're either going to call us today. Well, they're going to call us sometime today. We just don't know when. And they also will have the gender results. So I don't know. I'm so nervous. I really want to hear that we have a healthy baby. I'm just scared.
I know. And I am too. But I think we have to remember.
Especially because we're older. Like, I'm not 25.
Right. I think we have to remember that the upside, because these tests didn't even exist, you know, 20 years ago. Right. I don't even know if they were around 10 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know when this information became available. So we have to remember the upside, which is we are really, really lucky to have this information available to us. And the cost, the price of that luck is waiting, you know?
Yeah. So it's just funny. It's almost, you know how sometimes the universe is like, I think you need to exercise some patience here. And just FYI, you're not in control. I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, the universe has really done that to the entire world for the past 3 months.
So we're just waiting on this phone call. And then Jeff has kind of decided maybe he just wants to find out the gender of our baby on the phone call.
Yeah. If Callie gets the phone call while I'm around, I'm inclined to just say, what is it? And find out if it's a boy or a girl. I racked my brain and couldn't come up with something that was ceremonious enough that, and I appreciate all the ideas that were submitted, but I just couldn't come up with something that would replace like being in the delivery room and seeing the, like the old school kind of way mm-hmm. of doing it. So in the same vein of having to respect the, you know, hey, with this new test, things are different now, right? So I think I just have to kind of respect that. And so if I'm around, then I think I'm probably just going to say, and if I'm not, then maybe we'll just have them mail it and then we'll just open it together.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because still finding out together is like the goal. That's like our number one goal.
Yeah.
And you really changed your tune on that. Did you talk to your therapist about that?
No. I can't come up with something that would replace the ceremony. Who's that?
Sorry, I have my phone on only because.
Who is it? Is it your doctor?
We're waiting for that. No, it's not my doctor. It's Chrissy.
No, it would be her. So I just don't, there's just nothing that would replace that ceremony. So I think just over time, I've come to accept the fact that, like I just said, the upside of this test is
modern medicine is amazing.
Right. Is that things change. So it's fine. So it's totally fine.
So anyways, at this time tomorrow, we might know the gender of our baby.
Yeah. All right. Here are my three random things for the phone actually might ring during this show. And wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, my gosh. Would you be like, hold on, we have to plug it in. Or plug in my phone. Would you record her saying it?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Maybe that's what we ask her to do, is just call and leave it as a voicemail. And we play it on an episode.
Yeah.
All right, so.
She'd be like, you guys are so weird. Like, she doesn't know we have our own show. Like, okay, can you call this random number and just leave a voicemail? Yeah.
All right. Here are my three random things for today. Number one, although our show has been very random thus far.
It really has.
Here's number one. Google researchers are developing a smart hoodie, and the drawstring of the hoodie would allow you to control the music on your phone simply by touching, tapping, and twisting the cord.
What?
Yep. which I think is awesome because I love me a hoodie. A study out of the University of Utah has determined that men originally grew big, bushy beards to protect their faces during fist fights.
So that makes no sense.
They would, the beard is padding.
Not really.
Yeah. If you get punched in the side, they did studies. They dropped weights on replica faces covered in hair, and they did all this stuff, and they found that peak force and total energy absorbed was up to 37% greater in unbearded faces.
I'm calling BS on that one.
Presumably, full beards also reduce injury, laceration, and contusion to the skin and muscle of the face. Hmm. So. And here is a family who, and I think these are probably better humans than I am. David and Emily Shantz.
I might know what you're about to say.
They found the trash bags in the road.
Yes.
They found two trash bags in the road.
This is amazing.
They were out joyriding just because they were bored. They were in the car with their kids and there was a bag in the road and they got out of their truck and they threw the bag and then another bag into the back of the truck because they thought it was just garbage. That doesn't mean just chuck their trash out, like big trash bags. Well, when they got home, they found out that each bag was stuffed with almost $500,000 in cash.
So they found $1 million in the middle of the road and they gave it back. That's the amazing part.
Yes. Like if
you would not keep that, that is bad karma on money.
If you find a trash bag full of cash, That's unlawfully gained money.
No, that which is means you can haunted money.
You can take it and change the energy with it.
No, you will be cursed for your entire life if you mm-mm. take that money.
That right there is Marty trying to get out of the Ozarks. And
if you guys ever hear of Jeff and I splitting up and he's just gone, that's what happened. Like we found $1 million. He didn't want to give it back. And he ran off to some like exotic place to live his life by himself. And he probably took Sadie.
You'd come with
me. Let's be honest.
You'd come with me.
I totally would not.
Yeah. You would. All right. So those are my three random things for today.
Thank you to our incredible sponsors who keep this show going every single day.
A lot of people have recently started having things delivered to their house that they normally wouldn't for safety reasons, and they're realizing just how convenient it could be. Well, how about this? High quality organic and non-GMO groceries delivered to your door. So convenient, right? But for less than you're paying now. That's what Thrive Market is. Thrive Market gives you the products that you love and gets them delivered right to your door at a savings. Callie and I are proud Thrive Market members. We're saving 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices. And not only is it awesome that we're getting clean and organic products, but we're also supporting families who need it the most because Thrive Market matches donations to their COVID-19 relief fund dollar for dollar and gives free memberships to people in need with every membership that they sign up. Try Thrive Market today and become a member risk-free. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside. You'll get up to $20 in shopping credit toward your first order. That's Thrive Market, thrivemarket.com/upside to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 towards your first order. thrivemarket.com/upside.
KiwiCo is a subscription box. It's a science and art subscription box for kids, tested by kids. And you know, Jeff and I don't have kids yet, so I had to enlist the help of my 8-year-old friend Charlotte, and she's going to give you the lowdown on what she thinks of her first two KiwiCo boxes.
Hi, Jeff and Callie. My name is Charlotte, and I am 8. The Kiwi Create was a lot of fun. I learned so many cool things, like about nuts and bolts and levers. I made it 2 weeks ago, and I still play with it. I needed some help from my dad. He did a good job. Thank you. Can't wait for my next box.
Okay, it's official. I'm never doing any more commercials again because Charlotte, you are hired. That was awesome. Good job. Right now, you can get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/upside. And just remember, we might be going into summer, but you are still going to be entertaining those kids all summer. And this is going to be a great way to keep them engaged, entertained, and you guys can do something together. That's kiwico.com/upside. Get your first month free on select crates, kiwico.com/upside.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Now more than ever, it's important to be as healthy as possible. And did you know proper hydration can actually boost your immunity? If you are struggling getting as much water down as you should drink, consider Liquid IV. One stick of Liquid IV powder dissolved in 16 ounces of water is going to hydrate you faster and more efficiently than just the water alone. Plus, you're going to get vitamins C, B3, B5, B6, and B12, and potassium, glucose, and sodium. All of these things work together to get hydration into your blood as quickly as possible. 2 to 3 times the hydration of just the water alone. Now, dehydration occurs in 3 out of 4 people. A lot of times you don't even realize that you're dehydrated. Don't take that chance with Liquid IV. Get 25% off anything when you use the promo code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com. The promo code is UPSIDE for 25% off everything on the website. You can also find them at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco.
Okay, our Name That Noise update is that there is no Name That Noise today.
Right, this week.
This week, but we're going to do it next week. We just figured like, oh, holiday weekend. I don't know. We're going to do it next week.
I have just been so preoccupied waiting for your doctor to call, waiting for
Been worthless this week.
Yeah. And anxiety for whatever reason, like the unspecified anxiety has been like a level 9. So it's just been a weird week and I haven't had time to find a noise that we can name. So
there's your daily dose of truth.
But we will do a Free Stuff Friday tomorrow. And we'll see if we can find a prize that's kind of Memorial Day weekend worthy. Even if you're not traveling, we'll try to make it Memorial Day weekend worthy.
I got to say, I wish we were going somewhere.
I don't know where we would go.
Well, we can't, but, you know, I don't know. It just like it's a nice thought of like, can you close your eyes and picture yourself right now on the beach
with my fear,
the sand in your toes,
my fear
waves coming up the shore.
I've seen several pictures of beaches and they're either madhouses or they're deserted.
Yeah.
And if we could go someplace where it would be non-madhouse, then I'm all in. But the problem is once you get there, if it's a madhouse, then we would want to stay off the beach and then I would be mad that I was there.
Because then we spent the money.
And couldn't go on
Jeff
the beach.
Jeff has this thing. We've talked about this on the show before. When he puts his hard-earned money towards a vacation, it's
got to
be flawless. Yeah. Like, and I mean flawless. Like if there's supposed to be a buffet, that buffet better be amazing. If it's supposed to be a ocean front, not ocean view hotel room, that better be on the ocean. Like he is like, I do not work so hard for things to not be up to what I pay for.
When you compare how much you pay for a hotel room versus how much you're paying for your rent or your mortgage, right? The hotel room's always going to end up being like 3, 4, 5 times more expensive at least. So your experience needs to be 3, 4, 5 times more beautiful than your home.
Which is why Jeff also goes into hotel rooms and unpacks everything and hides all the guides and makes it like his own personal bedroom.
Yeah, every time. Yesterday, Callie delivered a commencement address to the students graduating this year in 2020. today it's my turn. I think mine is a little longer than yours, so I hope
that's fine. I don't have any experience in writing speeches, so that was like my first shot at anything yesterday.
I think yours is really good. I mean, I know yours is really good.
Good.
I think yours is a good length, though.
Oh, good.
I don't want mine to go too long, because there's nothing worse.
Well, the good news is if it goes too long and people get bored of you, they can just fast forward.
Oh, God, but I can see that.
You can see when people are fast forwarding?
Yes. What if I look and people just jump, skip ahead 30 seconds through my speech?
Well.
All right, here we go. This is my address to the class of 2020. I think it's a little more geared to college kids, but it applies to high school students as well. Okay, here we go. Arthur George Gaston was a black businessman born in 1892 in Alabama. He grew up in a log cabin. His formal education ended in the 10th grade when he joined the Army. After he left the Army, he became an entrepreneur, and when he died at the age of 103, his net worth was estimated to be $130 million. Clearly, Mr. Gaston knew a thing or two about business, and one of his most famous quotes in business philosophies is so simple: find a need and fill it. Successful businesses are founded on the needs of people. Remember that as you head off to whatever is next, and consider that the people don't just need goods and services. People need to feel safe. They need to feel heard, and they need to feel hope. What if the core principles of whatever you create in your lifetime centered around filling those needs and trusting that will lead to a successful business model? What you're experiencing right now, this no graduation, this robbery of the pomp and circumstance, literally, to honor a tremendous milestone in your life, it's not fair. But what we can learn from this moment in time, and any moment in time, so it's not a total loss, is that if we take something good away from it, we'll be better humans on the other side of it. So with that, I say, when people don't feel safe, when they feel challenged or uncertain, their natural instincts to protect themselves and their own family kicks in. Empathy dissolves. Selfishness prevails. How can you create a space in this world that provides safety for your community? What assurances can you make that the people, so that the people you are leading will keep them from feeling fear? When you remove risk, you make room for compassion and kindness. When people do not feel heard, they don't quiet down. They rally louder. They enlist others and they make noise. What if we committed to hearing what other people had to say when they were speaking instead of waiting for them to start screaming it? What if we could learn and understand from their concerns? How much more quickly could we all come together to find solutions just by listening more? And when people don't feel hope, they realize they have nothing to lose. They'll be resistant to change. They'll be unwilling to improve. They'll be unmotivated to accept anything other than their current situation. Your journey to where you are today and where you go from this moment should be an inspiration to them. Create paths where none currently exist. Set high standards and meet them. Raise the bar and then help others over it. Give hope. Successful businesses are founded on the needs of people. People need to feel safe, to be heard, and to have hope. Fulfill those needs, and I promise you that the riches you discover in this life will far exceed your expectations. Congratulations, and good luck out there.
That was really good.
Thanks.
I really liked that a lot. It was a good pep talk.
Thanks. So congratulations, class of 2020.
We're so proud of you. Are you crying?
No, why?
because you're so proud of the class of 2020.
Oh, if you have feedback for the class of 2020, you've got a few hours left to get that on our voicemail, 800-434-5454. Any advice, any suggestions, any life lessons?
Have you listened to any of the voicemails yet?
Yeah, they're great.
They're awesome. Are they funny? Are people going serious?
All over the place.
They're going to make a great mix, mashup.
They're going to be a great montage, but we do need more. So don't hold back. The little nugget of life advice that gets you through the tough times, or the funny thing that your dad said to you once that you hang on to forever, share it with us. 800-434-5454.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Okay, we were talking yesterday about the woman that gave birth to a Friends episode and she didn't know what episode that it was.
No, but she had a picture from in the delivery room that had that episode on in the background. So the investigation started yesterday.
I was right. It's the one with Phoebe's rats.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Because I Googled the one with Phoebe's rats and it came up and she's wearing the same outfit.
Oh, nice.
So I am indeed very smart.
What's the plot when it comes to Friends?
When it comes to Friends, it's all I know about. It's my skill.
What's the plot line of that episode to the best you can remember?
The plot line of the episode is that Phoebe finds some rats, or her rat. She moves in with Mike, her boyfriend.
Yep.
And he finds a rat and tries to kill it, but she's like, oh no, that's whatever his name is. I can't remember the name of the rat.
Yep.
Well, the rat has babies.
Yep.
And then they're taking care of the rat babies in a shoebox. And then that's like the premise of the episode. So.
Got it. Good job, detective.
Yep.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Katie from Atlanta. I was calling about episode 261 and y'all talking about finding somebody who deserves gratitude and thanks this week. I want to give a huge shout out to all my friends and fellow coworkers who are EMTs and paramedics. This week is National EMS Week. And I know that with everything going on with the pandemic, sometimes your frontline EMS and paramedic workers get overlooked. So I just want to say thank you to all of my coworkers and friends that are serving on the front lines. You guys are awesome. I hope that we stay sane and we'll get out of this quickly. Thank you so much. Have a good week.
It is Mental Health Awareness Month. That's the month of May. And Jeff and I like to shout from the rooftops how much and how important we think mental health is, because it has been so helpful for us and getting into therapy has changed our lives forever. Here is a next step for you. If you're feeling stuck on the mental health front, if you're feeling like you're just worn out and you need something to change, and that's with BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com has licensed professional counselors, thousands of them. So you'll go to betterhelp.com/upside. You'll kind of like take a little, I hate calling it a quiz because it's not a quiz, but you'll type in kind of what you're looking for and what you're struggling with. And they're going to pair you with a licensed professional counselor that you can meet whether over FaceTime or text or whatever else. You don't even have to leave your house. So this is a great way to get started with therapy if you're really not sure where to start. And if you don't click with your first therapist, they will match you with someone else right away. Start living a happier life today. As a listener of The Upside, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/upside.
Hey guys, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I lived in Atlanta, 14 years, I guess. And we still go back at least once a year to visit. And Sweet Tomato was always one of our go-tos. We always went there for dinner when we came into town. I am so mad and so disappointed and so sad because our last trip there in February, we didn't get to go. Oh my gosh. I haven't been on Instagram in a while. Working and homeschooling and all that. But I can't believe it. I'm so sad. So Callie, I'm right there with you. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Cindy. I'm just listening to your podcast and Callie talking about how do you overcome worry and worrying about the things we can't control. And it triggered something in me from years ago a friend's father told both of us when we were younger, and we constantly worried about the worst scenario and what would happen, that we were fighting dragons before they showed up. And so don't fight the dragon. Don't create a dragon until you see a dragon. So I don't know. It just kind of helped. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Hi, this is Claire Indicator, and I had to pause the podcast and call in about your teacher question about the cheating thing. So here's my opinion, and I'm a little opinionated about this. If students can bring in answers and get an A on your test, it's not a very good test. That's not good assessment. You're not really testing if they learned anything to begin with. What really instead should be done is students should have to apply that information. So, for example, like if you gave an open notes test, it should still be challenging. They should still be able to, for example, look at the references that you've given them in their notes and then apply those to, you know, various types of questions, depending on the subject, whatever. But if kids can just bring in answers and get an A, I mean, we might need to rework the way we're assessing kids. And maybe that sounds a little judgy, but y'all asked the question, and that's one teacher's opinion. Thanks so much for everything y'all do. Have a good one.
Hey guys, it's Leslie, and I was just listening and y'all were talking about the birth playlist, and it just made me think I totally want some father to be to like whip out his phone and start playing Under Pressure by David Bowie. I just think that would be hysterical. He might get punched in the face, but I mean, whatever, it would be hilarious. But I think if it were me, I would have to go with the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive, because that song always gets me pumping. It puts a spring in my step. I mean, I know it's a stressful time, but I just think that would be a fun song. So anyway, for what it's worth, have a great day, guys.
From time to time, you may stumble, fall. You will for sure have questions, and you will have doubts about your path. But I know this, if you're willing to find out what makes you come alive, you will be happy, successful, and you will make a difference in the world.